The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday, October the 27th, 2022. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm in there. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
And Trish Clark is back.
Oh, absolutely. It's Thursday, and I'm so glad to be back in Shasta County.
Well, you're so glad to get off back from the trip from hell.
You got it.
The trip from hell.
Yeah, if you got a half hour, I'll tell you about why not to cruise. I mean, holy gosh. Good to be home.
Well, you know, part of it is because you're a health nut.
Yeah, great story.
That's part of that.
It is.
Part of that was self-induced.
It absolutely was, yeah. So anyway, it's 57 degrees in downtown Ready. We're looking for a high today of 75, a low of 46, increasing clouds. On Friday, partly sunny, a high of 73, and a low of 47, mostly cloudy. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 76 and a low of 48. Sunday, sunny, a high of 81 and a low of 49. Monday, 77, and Monday evening, 67. Slight chance of showers on Tuesday. Not much rain till then, so going to hang in there and just be a nice fall. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and I've got my whiskey tenor back.
The founder of that and the owner is going to join us here this morning to talk about the cost of fuel, oil, and other things. He did something last year before everything started peaking, and he put a spot out and said, hey, stand by. Things are going to get tough.
Yeah, and they have.
Yeah. I think what he said was elections have consequences. Those were his exact words.
I think somebody else said that along the way.
I think President Obama said that.
I think he did.
Okay, and speaking of candidates for office, we have with us today Max Steiner, veteran, in fact, you're still serving, aren't you?
Correct, in the reserves.
Right. And this is his second run?
No, this is the first run.
First run.
Yeah.
For Congress.
Correct. So I was in the primary as well.
Oh, okay.
It's the second time I'm getting that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. That's right. Anyway, good morning, Max.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Sorry about the cruise.
Oh, hey. Life goes on. Yeah, you do it a day at a time and make the best of it.
Yeah, if you don't like cruises, let me tell you about running as a Democrat in Shasta County.
Hey, I got a good feel for that. Have you ever run for any other office, Max?
No, because I wasn't super partisan before.
Okay.
So
you weren't super partisan and you went Democrat.
Well, you know, I was independent, but I looked at January 6th and I was like, well, this is wild. So, yeah, I mean, we can go more into that.
Is that what kicked it off?
I'll address it really quickly. Right, you have to pick a side, right? You can't run for Congress as an independent. It just doesn't happen. So you pick a side, and I'm pro-choice. I'm anti-Trump. I come down Dem, you know. So there's not, you know, there are a lot of Dems. I'm mad that I'm pro-gun, right? So everyone's a little bit mixed. I'm not a very normal Democrat, but I'm a military guy, so I'm not a really normal politician.
Well,
but
you know what? You were a Democrat of the 50 years ago.
Yeah, or a Republican 40, 50 years
or
ago.
Or a Republican from 50 years ago. I mean, you were
I would say a Republican from 50 years ago because I'm I was a Democrat 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And turned Republican.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. We can get into that in a few minutes, but tell people who you are, Max.
Right. So on the
that have not heard, you know, they know you're running, but they don't really know. Okay, gosh, he's a veteran.
Who is he?
Who is this guy, right? So my name is Max Steiner. I'm the Democratic nominee for Congress. So I was on your ballot for the primary. I placed second in the primary. I'm now in the general election. So I'm the guy running against Doug LaMalfa. So my background, born in Sacramento. I live in Chico. My brother lives here in Redding. I'm really focused on forestry because my brother lost a house in a car fire. A lot of people are losing houses, and we've lost 35% of the forest, the national forest in the North State in the last 10 years. And then my background, so I did the Army after high school. I did two tours in Iraq as an infantryman. I did 4 years active duty, got out, went to college on the GI Bill, joined the reserves. Now I'm a first sergeant, so an E-8 in the Army Reserves. So. And then after college on, you know, my real job, because the reserves just part-time, I was a foreign service officer. So I was an ag officer in Honduras. I was a visa officer in Tijuana. And then I was a peacekeeper in Egypt.
What were you doing in Tijuana?
I was visas. So it's kind of split. So a lot of it was just interviews, about 20,000 visa interviews, about half and half work visas or tourism visas. And then I was also the arrest guy because they were like, oh, an ex-Army guy, he can go handle Americans to go to prison, Tijuana, which there are a few.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun fact for all you listeners, the Second Amendment does not apply in Mexico.
Oh, no. In fact, they catch you with a gun in Mexico. They're real serious.
It's
unless
a big deal.
Unless you're a member of the cartel, then it's okay. So you would have seen probably some Marines and sailors down in Tijuana.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of less actually than before, because I guess in 2014, or before I got there, Navy and Marines, because they're both the same. Sorry, Carl. I don't mean to say that, but there was some command that was like, hey, don't go to Tijuana anymore. So,
okay.
Department of the Navy decided.
Department of the Navy. Yeah, well, we're a department in the Navy.
Exactly.
Yeah, the men's department.
Right.
Okay. But see, what they did was when they made it illegal that you couldn't drink unless you're 21. Well, a lot of young Marines were too close to Tijuana, and then they decided, oh, okay, you can drink on base, so that you could keep them on base and not have them go to Tijuana. It was too close, and then they could make Tijuana off limits
right
in a heartbeat if they're having a lot of problems down there. They just said, sorry, you're not going there.
And there's still some people that go.
Oh, yeah.
Then you gotta talk to their commands and be like, yes, your soldier is in jail, but he is safe.
Yes, the whole National Guard company is. Right. It marched across and threw down their weapons.
Okay.
So you got kind of an international background then. So then after that, what did you do?
Yeah, so
how'd you
joined
get
the
Chico?
Well, the housing was cheap, right? During COVID. My wife's from the Bay Area. I'm from Sac. My brother's here. We're looking at Redding first.
Because
my brother lives here, right? And so we thought about either developing something next to him, because the lot next to him is empty. He's out by Harlan, kind of got really hit by a car fire. So, and I always wanted to live literally above my brother down on him.
Oh, yeah.
But that would just take a little too long. And then we were looking around other houses.
Well, we had friends that lived on Harlan, the Berhugs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they got hit. They were the first end house down there.
Kind of cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
Right, so they rebuilt. Did they move back in?
No.
Yeah.
They sold that land.
Yeah, that's happened to a lot of people there. And that whole street's not rebuilt yet. So,
No, there's still things that haven't been rebuilt.
Right. It's really disruptive, right? I mean, fires are incredibly disruptive, especially, not to be ageist, but especially if you're older, right? Like a lot of his neighbors were like, hey, I'm just going to pack up. I'm going to go live by my grandkids or live by my kids. I'm not going to rebuild.
No.
And it's, one, it's bad anywhere, right? So, like, Lake Redding got hit pretty hard, but it'll recover. Paradise, though, I mean, you look at it, that whole town was wiped out, right? It went from 30,000 people to 2,000. It's back to 10. But they're not expecting it to go above 15 or 20 in the next 10 years.
Well, I'm going to take a
break. And that was an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
You know anything about Paradise or spending time there? I had a stepdaughter who lived down there, and she wasn't burned out, but that was just not when.
Not a good road system, not a good timber management in the area. Well, obviously, a lot of failings on PG&E part. I mean, there's so much that we need to fix to make sure that doesn't happen again, and we're really not making the progress we need to.
Well, when we come back from this break, let's talk about the kind of progress you'd like to make doing that. Everybody in this damn state agrees we need to thin out the forest, get these things under control, and yet...
Yeah,
we are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Trish Clark's favorite sleeping partner? Sleep Number.
Let me tell you about Sleep Number and cruising. Only time I have had a decent night's rest in 18 days. Back on my Sleep Number 55, I can't say enough about how good a sleep it is. Well, so important to the body.
Sleep Number, when they came to us 8 years ago, whatever, 8, 9 years ago, about becoming their spokesman in this area. And I said, well, what if we don't like the bed? You know, I mean, yeah, it's possible. But so they delivered the bed. We slept on it a couple of nights and said, okay. And we've really been happy with our Sleep Number. We have friends that have bought it. We've had family that have bought it. We can get you maybe, you know, if we can, on the friends and family plan that they have, save you some money. But Sleep Number, you get a great night's sleep. And every great day starts with a good night's sleep. You know, it's the best way to start off a day is be able to sleep soundly, sleep through the night. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's special introductory offer on, get this, new type of bed, the new Climate 360 smart bed that can keep you cool or it can warm you up. That's right. It's only at the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. My Sleep Number last night, because doing heavy lifting, kind of pulled a muscle on the right side of my back. And so I just changed it last night to 40 and slept really well. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 30, and she's just out like a light. My friends, go down there. Go down to Sleep Number store in Target Shopping Center. Lay on the beds. Talk to the pros down there. They'll show you where the hot spots are, where your body touches, and you know, and it causes friction. But Sleep Number, the people down there are professionals, and they'll help you pick out the bed that is right for you. That's Sleep Number.
Yeah. It's an investment that lasts a long time. I've had my bed over 20 years.
Over 20 years, yeah.
And they still stand behind the product.
And they're rated number one and two by so many different organizations in different categories. Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Shasta County is my home, and I love our community. We continue to face tough challenges. Homelessness, public safety, and mental health are issues we all experience on a daily basis. How do we solve such complex problems? The answer is clear: together. I have seen the strength of our community as a business owner, as mayor, and as a wife and mother. There is nothing we cannot do. Join me in the fight by voting for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Three city council candidates who all received financial contributions and endorsements from Councilmember Julie Winter, Bethel Church elder, have publicly supported sale of the convention center and rodeo grounds. Under state law, it is illegal to sell or lease this public riverfront property without including a deed restriction requiring low-income housing. I do not support any type of housing at this location. If you want to keep these public lands for public use, then I encourage you to re-elect me as your council member.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today is the 27th, 7:22 in the morning, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. One of the highest rated hospitals in rated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in so many different specific categories, but just a few is heart attack care, emergency care, lack of surgical complications or surgical safety. So many things that are happening there. Plus, they're turning into a teaching hospital next year. Going to have about 24 residents at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And once they're here and we got our hooks into them, maybe we can keep those people. Our guest is Max Steiner, the Democrat candidate running against Doug LaMalfa in the 1st District. And we, in the first segment, we heard about Max, a veteran, worked for the government in Nicaragua.
Honduras.
Honduras, Mexico. Nicaragua's been on my head lately. Honduras, along the border, keeping people out of jail, and also writing visas. Came back to Chico. His brother lives here in Reading. And the 6th of January galvanized you to do something.
Yeah. You know, I saw that, and I think I'd been a little complacent before, right? Like, you go overseas and you're like, well, these countries are not America, right? And you kind of can take your own system a little bit for granted. But I saw that. I saw that riot, and I was just, you know, I was disgusted. So I decided to run. So, yeah, so I reached out to the local Dems, and I said, hey, you know, I'm thinking about running, but I'm a pretty conservative for a Democrat, right? I've got some issues, mostly guns. That was their big concern. And then I'm very pro-border as well, which is obviously another kind of Democrat or a more Republican position. So so I reached out, and Chico Dems were a little more hesitant because Chico's a little more liberal. But most of the big counties, right, like the Shasta Democrats, they understand this is a red part of the state, and they were like, great, listen, we're going to settle for you. So it's, you know, there's some
fresh meat.
Yeah, well, they're just, you know, there's this idea that, like, hey, a lot of people in Chico are like, I want a progressive, right? Like, there are people in Chico that literally think AOC can win District 1, and that's lunacy, right? I mean, AOC can't win District 1. Doug LaMalfa can't win whatever district she's in, Brooklyn, right? You know, so there are just political realities, right? Who can win? This is a red district. It's 40% Republican, 30 Dem, 30 Independent, you know, basically. So you either get a moderate Democrat or you get a Republican, right? And you can get a moderate Republican, you can get a very conservative Republican, but whoever you're getting someone on the right part of the spectrum, or at least the right hand of the left, you know, as well. So, yeah, and I'm that, right? So I'm a very moderate or conservative Democrat, and, yeah, so I used to split ticket, you know, I still will at the state level, but that's just because I have some reservations about the state Democratic Party.
Why yeah, would that be?
Well, you know, like that was the reason I wasn't a Dem before, right? I mean, like, I want California to be something that I'm proud of, right? I want to be able to go to another part of the country and say, like, yeah, like, this is California and I'm super proud of it. And I am. You know, California's great, but we've got our problems and there's no
excuse.
I'm tired
of having people, when you say you're from California, say I'm laughing.
Sorry. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, like, it's Northern California.
Right. I feel like coming out of the Army and you go to call, you know, I went to Berkeley and people were like, oh, you're from the Army. I'm so sorry. And it's like, I'm proud of it. You know, like, I'm very proud of my military service. But, you know, now that I'm a Democrat, I'm on the Democratic team. You know, I gotta own it. You know, we should be this is a Democratic state. If there's any problems here, it's the Democratic Party's fault. We control every statewide office. We can have super majorities in the Assembly and the Senate. And there are a lot of people struggling in California. And the buck stops. I mean, at the party in power, right? You know, at the federal level, people can blame the filibuster. They can blame, like, oh, you know, party, you know, the Republicans took the House or the Dems took the House while Trump was president. But at some point, you need to say, hey, the Democrats have run California for 10 years. Is your life better? And if not, what do you want to see change? And I think that's a really fair critique. So,
yeah.
But on the national level, things are a little bit different in the sense of the Democrats caucus together. And, you know, so the Dems and the Republicans, they both do it. And then the independents, the small amount of that, they pick one they want to caucus with, which means is they, you know, this is what the party wants and, you know, support it. So
And the Dems do that pretty much lockstep.
Well, both parties.
Republicans, you don't know what the heck they're going to do.
No, well, I mean,
some of them, but most of them. Most of them caucus.
Right. If you're looking for the most divergent member of the Senate, right, that would be Manchin. So he's a Dem. So that the person who says no the most often in the Senate is Manchin. And I think second place is Sinema.
Yeah, Sinema so, out of Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but what happens as a young congressman? And they come up and say, okay, we're really going to push to take away, you know, more of the Second Amendment rights. So what do you do then?
Yeah, you vote no. Right. I mean, so Jerry Golden, he's another, I think he's former Marine. Maybe he's former Army. He's out of Maine. So he's in a pretty conservative district out of Maine. Maine has two districts. He's in the rural part. And so he basically votes pretty pro-gun. So there is a path there. Obviously, it's tough. You know, you get criticized from your constituents. You know, like, I get letters now and emails now, and I get, you know, verbal conversations when
you
I go.
You almost said it. Hey, yeah. Stand by. Keep right. Your finger on that button
that,
over there.
Keep that finger on the edit button. Yeah. But, you know, like, you get people that are like, how can you be pro-gun? You know, how can you want to kill children? It's like, I don't want to kill children. You know, I want to defend the Constitution. And, you know, I'm sure you'll get that more if you're voting, you know, if you're not just proposing policy, if you're voting on policy, and I'm sure it would be, you know, deafening if you're the decisive vote on policy. But the thing is, like, you need to have enough of a backbone to go to Washington and either tell your leadership no, right? They're like, oh, Biden wants a gun bill. Well, too bad, Biden. If I'm the deciding bill, you're not going to get one. And I think that's something that's really lacking in both parties. I mean, we have way too many Democrats and Republicans that when push comes to shove, will just vote the way leadership tells them to. I think that's been really bad for our democracy.
Okay.
I can't argue that point.
No, how can you argue that? You know, because this is, you know, where we're at right now is the end result of both parties.
Yeah.
Doing things. And, you know, some of them have been very abrupt over the last 2 years. And the and Manchin became so well known is because he said, you're not going to destroy the industry in my state. I'm not going along with that.
Right.
And everybody was aghast that he would do that.
How dare you represent West Virginia rather than the Democratic Party? And it's like, hey, good job, Manchin. You know, and Manchin gets a lot of criticism from the Dems. And I know he gets some criticism from Republicans too, because ultimately, you know, like, he does vote Democrat on some.
Well, and he folded and they got him. So that's the sad part.
Well, the IRA is a third the size of the bill that he didn't want. So, you know, he got it.
True.
His pound of flesh.
But they also got him, too. Because
there were
things that were promised to him out of that.
He didn't get.
Yeah, if I was, did. Yeah, that would have.
Yeah.
They're very short-sighted.
He'll have another day.
Oh, yeah. We're here with Max Steiner, a Democratic candidate for Congress. We're going to take a quick break. You know, we were talking about car fire and people lost their homes and they didn't rebuild. I know several of them that went to live in River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. It's beautiful accommodations, gourmet food, activities if you wish to participate. They've got transportation. It's just really a place where people live and enjoy themselves, where they worry less, smile more. For a personalized tour and maybe have lunch down there or something, give Brian Martin a call at 530-238-5981 and find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected, things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promised to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, thinking about purchasing an electric car? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Trish Clark and I are here, and our guest is Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for our first district here, running against Congressman LaMalfa. You made a point when you said right at the beginning, introducing yourself, that, you know, we got to do something about fires and forestry. What would you do?
Yeah, so the big answer to fires is forestry, right? We need to change the way we do forest management. The pendulum basically swung in the last 40 years from clear cutting to no cutting. It's been worse, right? We can look at the results. I think it was passed with good intentions, right? There were a lot of environmentalists that were like, oh, I'm really unhappy with this. I'm really worried about the northern spot at all. You know, and that was wrong. I think they were wrong. The interventions that we made that killed the timber industry have been terrible for our forests. And, you know, we have lost more northern spotted owl habitat to megafire than we ever did to lumber. And so, you know, how do we swing that back, right? How do we restart the timber industry? How do we relax these environmental regulations? Basically, NEPA is the big culprit, Endangered Species Act at the federal level. And how do we get that industry going again so that you reduce the fuel load in forests so you can thin, you know, you can do sustainable yield management. Basically drive down the number of trees, you reduce the fuel, you reduce the intensity of fire, and then how do you stage that, right? Like, are you focusing on the wildland-urban interface? You know, we got 40 years of basically forests going out of control. You know, where do you make those interventions, and how much is it going to cost?
Not as much as it costs to fight the forest fires.
No, but I mean, short-term cost is high, right? I mean,
yes.
But also, you've got, if everybody's worried about clean air, one of these fires puts as much carbon into the air as the city of New York does in 5 years.
Well, so, in 2020, every gain that California made in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and carbon from cars was more than doubly offset by fire. You know, and I'm sure we'll find that the same number is true for 2021.
I think the way you're going to change it is, you know, even though that everybody, every politician in California has signed up for this to reduce the fire, you know, reduce the fuels and start cleaning, that as long as you've got NEPA and
ESA
and the legal system, it only takes two people that call themselves the, you know, keep trees safe to put a lawsuit in there.
Yeah.
And it takes, and, you know, even if somebody's not fighting it on your own land, can take you 2 years to get permits.
Yeah. And it's not just the lawsuits. It's also the appeals process within NEPA. So you're basically being able to say, like, oh, this, you know, this timber harvest plan, we're going to appeal this from the district to the forest supervisor level. We'll appeal it from supervisor to whatever. And so it just puts in all these stops. And we need to make the, you know, we need to encourage civil society, you know, NGOs to put their input in and then accept the result. And we need to empower the Forest Service and, you know, force the Forest Service to make these tough decisions to generate this sustainable yield that will keep those mills alive.
Before all of this started, the U.S. Forest Service was the only agency in the federal government that operated in the black.
I'm pretty sure Customs did, too. But, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right.
For years.
And, you know, I don't know if Forest Service will ever go back to being the money generator that it was before. Hopefully, right? We can all hope. But it's definitely not now. And I do think that there's a lot that can be fixed for Forest Service. One, we need to reorient it away from kind of a, there's this term, the rise of the ologists, right? The Forest Service kind of turned into this kind of, hey, we're going to study the forest. And it's like, no, you're going to manage the forest. You're going to generate economic value from the forest and make sure it's safe for people to live near. That's what I want the Forest Service to focus on.
One of the things that the government is getting into, especially the BLM, is they're forcing ranchers off of their grazing areas that they've had for 100 years.
One of the ways to manage the federal government manages the property.
And so, I mean, you're seeing it. The reason you're not seeing it, on the front page is because of the way they're doing it. But there are ranchers and farmers throughout the United States that are getting forced off land they've had for a long time.
Right. We've really seen this shift in how the government manages, U.S. lands, mm-hmm. right? BLM, Forest Service, national parks are a little different. Those are always going to be more protected. Away from, hey, this is going to be something that generates value for the American people, you know, mixed-use value, ranchers, but also hikers, hunters, whatever. Sure. Into, we want to keep this as close to nature as possible. I am not that guy, right? Like, I like the Netherlands, right? Like, you know, I'm not Dutch, but, you know, like, they all ride bikes. They're very green. They're pretty liberal. But the Netherlands isn't natural. And so, you know, like, there's this kind of two strands of the left, right? There are those that really are environmentalists and are like, I want to keep Northern California basically treated as one giant national park. And then there are people like me who are like, hey, like, yes, I don't want to get rid of national forests or anything or make them all privatized, but I wanted them to generate value for the communities that are near them.
Well, make them look like parks. Remove a lot of the fuels.
Just manage them so that they're safe.
Like they were when you see photos of them, of the same area from the early 1900s where you could walk through it because they had regular fires.
So Forest Service did studies. You know, it used to be average 100 trees per acre. You could ride a horse through Northern California forests, and now it's 400 trees per acre. Right? I mean, like that
I have books that show it. This being this.
Yeah.
100 years later, here it is. No trees here. Covered with trees.
Yeah.
We've taken down all the trees.
We're all preaching the choir here. Yeah. But I do want to focus on, like, so how do we get that change, right? And you're going to need to have someone that can talk to Democrats to do that change, right? And that's not Doug. I am a very moderate Dem. Sure, my Forest Service position sound, you know, like a Republican in some ways. But you need someone that can speak to Sacramento and can speak to those environmental groups and can speak to basically the Biden administration, at least for the next 2 years, and say, like, hey, this is my pitch. Because Doug is not a good diplomat. And if you alienate people on the environment. And if you play into the best thing that can happen to an environmental group that doesn't want any forestry is to have their opponent be someone like Degelmalfa, because he's belligerent. And yeah, I'm sure it sounds good if you want to do forestry and Doug's out there, you know, swinging haymakers. But, you know, if you turn it into a Republican versus Democratic issue in California and you're on the Republican side, you are losing.
Yeah, but that's at the state level.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking, you know, most of the grievous offenses are in the national, federal level, and they're forced.
True, but California, you will need some state-level buy-in. You'll need some coordination. I mean, if nothing else, to get the mills started, because that will all be on state land. You're not going to get those on federal land. And Doug didn't do a good job, even when the Republicans had the House and the Senate and the presidency, you know, 2016, 2017, the first half of Donald Trump's term. You know, you haven't seen this progress on forestry that we really need. And, you know, my pitch is that I'm going to be able to work with people on both sides of this issue, and I'm coming at it from a position of we need better forest management, and we need more timber, and we need less trees standing upright in the forest.
Okay. We're with Matt Steiner, Democratic candidate for Congress. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Corman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for work injuries or work-related injuries, denials or whatever, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168 a call today for a free consultation. He is truly an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He is a veteran, a former law enforcement officer, worked for insurance companies for a couple of years and couldn't take it. And now he's opening he's opened up his own office here in town. Like I said, a free consultation to tell you if, yes, you've got a case or no, just let it go on. Everything's working right. He will fight for you. He's like a pit bull. And he reminds me of kind of a pit bull, not the way he looks, but, you know, his zeal for defending his clients. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, and we'll be right back.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Team Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paperwork by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda, to keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience, and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments, and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Team Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Our guest is Max Steiner, Democratic candidate for Congress for our district here. And we talked about, the fire needs to be, or the park, or the trees need to be managed. He's a moderate Democrat in his words. Now, the border, Democratic Party seems to think an open border is great.
Yeah, I think that's totally a fair critique. I think the Democrats are completely unwilling to enforce the law. I think saying that they want the border to be open is wrong, but they're unwilling to make the hard choices of saying you are here legally and you are going home. I've had two experiences, just for background for all the listeners. So I was in Honduras in the first wave of the unaccompanied migrants. So there were children coming across the border. That kind of started 2014, went to 2015. Then basically it's because asylum law changed. So asylums used to be, hey, is the state oppressing you? And in 2012, the Obama administration changed it to say, are you a victim of domestic violence or are you a victim of gang violence? Which is a huge shift, right? That is not the government picking on you. That is either in your household or on your streets. And so there's this massive expansion of people that are eligible for asylum. And that's really what's driving our immigration crisis now. People coming to the border, presenting themselves and saying, I am claiming asylum. And I want to be able to stay here for 2 years and work and put down roots. And then maybe I'll go to my asylum court date, which does not have a high compliance rate. I think it's in the high 60s now. So, a third of people that apply for asylum don't even show up to court to contest it because they know that their claim is spurious. So that's kind of the background. So I started working on Honduras. And then obviously when I was in Tijuana, I see the border. I see the border every day. I see how the trucks cross. I didn't work on specifically illegal border issues, right? That's Border Patrol, that's Customs Border Protection. But we're living that life. And Tijuana is a very secure part of the border, so I don't have an experience with rural Arizona where there is no wall. But you can see, where the failings are. And, the walls work. Tijuana used to have a lot of crossings that were illegal. And now it's basically a two-layer wall. There's one wall built in the late 90s by Clinton. And then there was another wall built, post September 11th. So I think mid-aughts by Bush. Walls here. So that's kind of my background, right? And then for context, right? There's three parts that make an immigration system work that will stop people from coming. One, you need a wall to slow people down so that it's not something that they can just waltz across, right? Like that would be pre-1992, you know, we would have people basically just cross illegally daily, no repercussions. So you need a wall. And number two, you need to have border officers, right? Because eventually they will get through a wall, right? So those walls, the first wall will hold someone back for like, you know, 30 minutes or something, and the second wall will hold someone back for, I think it's 2 hours. It's rated for 2 hours. But obviously, like, if you have the right equipment or a tall enough ladder, you'll get over it. So you need enforcement at the border. And the third thing that you really need is enforcement past the border. You need to be able to go and say, hey, you've either encountered law enforcement, so you've had an arrest, and you're not here legally, so you're going to be deported, or you need to go and raid, you know, people that are employing illegal immigrants, because immigrants are crossing the border because they want to have a job. You know, these aren't, sure, there are bad people that cross the border, but overwhelmingly, immigrants are good people that are trying to do what's right for their family and make a little more money, and they're undermining U.S. law.
That, along with the border, we always focus on the immigrant issue, but the main thing that needs to be stopped in the border are the illegal drugs and the marketing of illegal children who are being brought across.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is a huge issue that we never want to talk about with the border.
The Democrat Party has ignored the fact that we've been flooded by drugs and the sex trafficking issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's huge. Yeah. We never want to talk about it.
I'll push back a little there, right? So this was really something that started under Trump and has continued under Biden. It's hard. It's hard to enforce drugs because you have so many trucks crossing per day. You know, through Otay Mesa, which is the kind of the freight crossing near Tijuana.
Yeah, I've been down there.
You know, I'm sure they have 10,000 trucks a day, and you can't search everything, right? Like everyone's watched an episode of Breaking Bad, you know, like, you know, they'll put the dogs around it. They'll pull you in for random checks. You know, the real problem that we have with fentanyl, with drugs, is source countries. And this is China. This is China that is putting drugs into America to weaken American power. You know, they are trying to get back at us for the opium wars. I do think there's probably more that can be done at the border. But at some point, like, if we're going to have cross-border trade, and we do, right? I mean, like, every Toyota Tacoma in Northern America is made in Tijuana.
Because we have a caller, and I...
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Ron.
Yeah, let's go to Ron. Please. Ron.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. I got a question. What is your take about AR-15s, AK-47s, and 1911-style pistols?
Man, it's like you were listening in while we were on break. So, one, 1911, totally fine. And then the AK and the AR-15, I support the semi-automatic version of those for civilian use. You know, as long as you can pass a background check.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I heard that you didn't care for them. And I know that the law-abiding gun owners are just as appalled at the senseless killings of our citizens and schools and churches and stuff as anybody else. But why don't they let teachers and bus drivers and janitors that are, trained to carry on campus to protect themselves against the crazy people that show up there. So that's kind of what I'm going for. So.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting concept.
Should there be any restrictions on the Second Amendment for Americans that are law-abiding citizens?
I mean, as long as you can pass a background check, don't post anything crazy on Facebook while you have it. You know, I would say my line is semi-automatic, right? So I think California compliant goes way too far. You know, banning, bayonet lugs is crazy. You know, making sure that you can't have a hand grip, pistol grip on your AR is wrong. A robust background check, and maybe you have more background checks depending on the type of weapon, right? Like you can buy a hunting rifle for a very easy check and then AR slightly more.
My thing is if we're ever attacked, I would like to have in my hands the same thing as coming at me. And whether it's an AR-15 or an AK-47 or with a pistol or without a pistol grip, this is what I'm after.
Ron.
Thanks, Ron. We're running out of time, so we're going to have to give you a chance to wrap up.
Okay,
thanks for your question.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, because we were getting there, but you asked it first. Okay. You get the last minute.
Oh, well, hey, thanks for having me on again, Carl, Trish. Listen, I know that most of your listeners are Republican, and I get that. And I'm asking you to vote for me because – you know, I'm going to be a better fighter for you in Washington, D.C. I've served this country as a soldier, as a diplomat. I know when to fight. I know when to talk. I'm a very moderate guy politically. And, yeah, 50 years ago, maybe I would have been a Republican, or maybe I would have been a Kennedy Democrat. The politics have changed. I feel like the Republican Party has left me, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that like the current Republican Party, and that's fine. That's your right. But we have a democratic system, right? We need to stand by the results of elections. We need to constantly put in policy that makes people better off, and we need to demand accountability from our politicians. Doug Lamalfa has been in office for 10 years. He has not delivered, and I want you to put me in, right? Put me in, Coach. I will give you 2 years of hard fighting, and if you don't like me, throw me out in 2024 and get someone better.
And how do people get a hold of Max Steiner?
Yeah, so the best way is go on my website, maxsteinerforcongress.com, F-O-R, Congress, it's spelled out. And then, you know, I've got a contact form there. We've also got an email, info@maxsteinerforcongress.com. That's also on the website. And I respond to all my emails, right? So some of them are really hateful, and that's fun. But, you know, some of them are just people that are concerned about an issue that I hadn't even thought of before.
Okay. All right, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks,
and have a nice day. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Railroad Union has rejected its deal with major U.S. freight railroads, reflecting workers' increased frustration with a lack of paid sick time in the industry. The vote by the Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen adds to concerns about the possibility of a strike next month. That could cripple the economy.
As correspondent Donna Warder, supplies of diesel, which fuels the trucks that deliver the goods, now at their lowest level since 2008. It's a place he's been before, Democrat Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, under federal investigation, again.
Michael Solomon, a spokesperson for Menendez's office, says the senator does not know the scope of the investigation, but is aware of the probe. Semaphore reported earlier that prosecutors in the Southern District of New York have contacted people close to Menendez and have issued at least one subpoena in the case. Sources told Semaphore the investigation is similar in a broad sense to a 2017 federal corruption case against Menendez, which ended in a mistrial, but involves different people. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, tapped repeatedly by President Biden, is now at an almost 40-year low. That is concerning because the reserve is supposed to be available to the military in time of war or for other dire national emergencies. Didn't take long to drain the SPR. President Trump had topped it off during his watch. And watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed this hour. Right now, the Dow 405 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 99. The S&P 500 index up a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Billy Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Moscow appointed authorities in southern Ukraine say that tens of thousands of people have been evacuated in the face of a Ukrainian offensive.
Kherson Governor Vladimir Saldo says over 70,000 residents of the city and nearby areas have moved to the left bank of the Dnieper River. Regional authorities have been urging residents to evacuate as Ukraine pushes its offensive to reclaim the city, which was captured by Russian forces during the early days of the conflict. The city's vice governor has told agencies Ukrainian attempts to advance on Kherson have been thwarted, insisting Russian troops will keep their hold on the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Suspected communist rebels have killed two soldiers in an attack in a northern Philippine province where the troops are helping residents recover from a strong earthquake. The attack is by suspected members of the New People's Army group in the Philippines. News and analysis, townhall.com. A deal between two big automakers to make self-driving cars has been scrapped.
Ford is disbanding Argo AI, the autonomous vehicle company that it owns jointly with Volkswagen. The company says in its third quarter earnings materials that it's switching investment priorities from fully autonomous vehicles to advanced driver assist systems. Ford is taking a $2.7 billion accounting charge to reduce the value of its investment in Pittsburgh-based Argo, and it's writing off a cash investment of about $500 million. Many of Argo's 2,000 employees will be hired by Ford or VW. Keith Peters reporting.
The average long-term mortgage rates topped 7% for the first time in more than two decades this week. It's a result of the Federal Reserve's aggressive rate hikes designed to tame inflation, the likes of which we have not seen in 40 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 27th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Hello.
Good morning.
And what national day is it today?
It is National Black Cat Day. In the spirit of Halloween.
Oh, okay.
You know, they don't adopt out black cats during this time period.
Really?
Yeah, you have to wait till after Halloween. You can adopt it, but you can't pick it up till after.
Because people do weird things. Because
people do weird things out there with black cats. That's now, I don't terrible. Know. If, you know, that could be just a wives' tale that I'm just sucked right down and I'm regurgitating it to everybody. So, because, hey, okay. Anyway,
right.
National Black Cat Day.
It's 55 degrees.
Okay, if a black cat crosses in front of you, do you have any feelings at all?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Chuck?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Go all on. Right. 55 degrees in downtown Reading and about the same in this studio. It's sunny today, a high of 76. Five, a low of 46. Friday will have a high of 73 and a low of 47. On Saturday, a high of 76 and a low of 48. Saturday night, mostly clear, low of 48. And on Sunday, sunny, a high of 81 and a low of 49. Monday, 77 and a low of 44.
Yay.
Well, you know, we're just kind of just coasting along with a nice stretch of fall here.
Yeah.
The trees are still, the roses are still blooming. Trees haven't turned quite yet. We haven't finished fall, and it's kind of nice. I'm enjoying it. The weather, as always, is brought to us by our favorite gas company, Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. Veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Veteran-owned company.
Talk to Chuck Kenny right here in the studio.
That's
with
right.
Us.
And before we go with Chuck, our guest, we're going to go to Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you've got something coming up here.
Yes, so I'm with Shasta Halloween. It's a Facebook group on that hosts something, our third annual Boo Cruise. It's a live interactive map where you can go and check out the coolest Halloween haunts and houses in Shasta County.
Okay, so how does this work?
So if you're not on Facebook, you can go to ShastaCruising.com, and there's a link to the map. It's just a Google map where it literally just will take you from one haunt house to another. A lot of the houses are interactive walkthroughs that you can go and enjoy the displays. A lot of the houses are handing out goodies, popcorn. There's a hot dog stand at one of them, a churro station at another. So it's just a really fun, family fun event to go and check out really, really cool Halloween houses and haunts.
And a good safe way to take your children out to enjoy the holiday.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is our third annual. We started it when COVID hit because a lot of people couldn't go trick-or-treating. So this was a great alternative just to be able to drive around and look at the houses. Just like a Christmas light tour, but it's for Halloween.
Okay, and now you can sign up. Sounds like pretty easy. Or does it cost anything?
Nope, absolutely free.
So you, what you're doing is saying this is, yeah, this is what you're doing is having so people can take their kids to different places and can they get out of the cars?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. And when they get to these places, are they purchasing the hot dogs and those things, or are they?
Nope, everything's free.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Everything's
so if you
free?
Follow us on Shack to Halloween, the Facebook page, there's 46 other events happening in Shasta County between now and Halloween. So there's a lot of Halloween fun going on.
Wow.
Good to know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You pagan adventurers, you?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I love Halloween. And
I do too.
I don't turn the light on at my house, though, because, first of all, our doorbell doesn't work in the front. It only works in the back.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting in the front, I don't know. But then usually it's these little tap, 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 tap.
Yeah. Happy Halloween! Trick or treat!
And then, you know what? We may do it this year, but whoever comes to our house, because a lot of people don't come to our place, they get double handfuls of candy.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I like Halloween, but I'm more the Casper the Ghost Halloween person. I like the fun side of Halloween. I like the pumpkins, and I like the turkey, that whole thing. I don't like the spooky, scary, bad, scary. I don't like that.
Somebody with a chainsaw when you're going through the corn maze.
No, I don't like that. I like the fun
stuff. But this is a good time. This is a good way to see all these places, get out of the cars, and take your kids to places, and it's safe.
Yes.
This is great. Okay, one more time. How do people get a hold of you?
You can go to www.ShastaCruising.com or join our Facebook group, Shasta Halloween.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else we need to know?
Oh, gosh. Just happy Halloween and be safe.
What are you dressing up as?
A zombie.
Boo. Zombies. Are zombies getting to be passe now?
Yeah. Yeah, but I have a haunted house horror display. So mine's on the scarier side, but
I'm
gonna
skip
here. Yeah, we have 35 houses, and they go from Hocus Pocus to, I mean, there's anything and everything for any type of Halloween enjoyer. So it's not all scary. It's also family, kid-friendly fun.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Yeah, you know, Stephanie, thanks a lot
Thank
for
you.
Doing that, you know, for a way for people to get out and take their kids with them and be safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
You betcha. Bye-bye. Hey, we're here with Chuck Kinney, who is the founder and owner of Shasta Gas Propane, and I'll just say it right out here, a good friend of mine. He's a veteran, Vietnam veteran, who literally goes back to Vietnam to recover those who are missing in action on a regular basis, which I also think is very, very amazing and laudatory for that. So, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you today.
You did an ad a couple years ago or last year, and it said, I love it, because you just spoke from your heart saying elections have consequences, no matter who's elected. But elections have consequences, and it's going to impact on us. And you were the first voice out there, and you were just incredibly right when it comes to oil, gas, propane, any of the fossil fuels.
Well, actually, they have been sending hints toward that, they being the opposite party, or can I say the Democrats?
Well, it is.
The Democratic Party. It is what it is.
They have been sending hints for a long time, and they actually had stated that we're going to shut down the XL pipeline.
Mm.
And that was their overall attitude toward fossil fuels. And we here in California, in fact, I'm in an industry where we have meetings nationwide and small family-owned businesses. Excuse me. We get together and talk about the woes of being in business and the blessings of helping people keep their kids warm and hot showers and the benefits that we have living here in America, the land of the free. But we have been fighting, and California is on the leading edge of this battle against fossil fuels. And Sacramento and all of those in, most of those involved down there, are absolutely against it. And they have been, and we have a saying, I was going to say, in the national industry, what happens in California, stuff rolls downhill. And we've been warning other states that it's coming. And we're seeing it now in Oregon and Washington and moving back east. And, in fact, New York just, I read on the news a while back, did the same thing that California is doing. And I forget now exactly what that was talking about.
Well, it's having, you got to have an electric car
by a certain time
and getting away from fossil fuels.
Yeah. So they have been advertising that. They've been sending out hints, and then they blatantly said that we're going to shut down the XL pipeline. And prior to this administration, USA was a net exporter of fossil fuels. And we had the drills operating, and at one time there were, I think, over 2,000 drilling rigs operating in this country. And they'll drill a hole and cap it off and have it available when another one starts slowing down a little bit. Well, we're down to under, last count I saw, was under 250 drill rigs nationwide.
Wow.
So that's an indication that there's a lot of potential in this country. And they've capped it off.
Well, I've read in several different places we've got like 600 years of fossil fuel. You know, we're sitting on a sea of it. We could provide energy to the world if we chose to do that. But we got to take a quick break here. By the way, the lady that called, if you go to ShastaCruising.com, and on the front page it says Shasta Halloween's Boo Cruise, October 22nd, which is already gone by, and the 29th, of course, which is Saturday. They've got a whole list of places you can visit here, as she said, and you just drive to them. It's, I don't know, it's a whole page full. I checked to see if my street was on it. It's not, thank God. If you want to take your kids out or your grandkids, this is a great time, a way to
Shasta
do it.
Shasta Cruising?
ShastaCruising.com, because they also, you know, they do other things, but this is their Boo Cruise. So, okay. It's there, and it's easy to use, and you can just go from spot to spot. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Reznor, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom here once again. I'm running for District Vice Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. I'm not a career politician, nor do I plan on ever becoming one. I am a common-sense Shasta County native who has over 40 years of customer service experience and a background in business management. I know how to get things done and treat people fairly. I will admit I lack political experience, but I consider that a good thing in this day and age of career politicians. The current man in the White House has decades of political experience, as do many of our so-called leaders in this state. Personally, I prefer common sense over political experience. experience, and that's what I bring to the table. We have enough career politicians in this world, and I think serving in county politics should be one civic duty, not a career path or stepping stone to higher political office. I will push for term limits for the Board of Supervisors, and I'll refuse the retirement package on day one to prove my intentions. I believe we will get more done if a supervisor has only one or two terms in office instead of 20 years of empty promises. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Botten and Trish Clark. The 27th of October, 8:21 in the morning. It's 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. When people are having problems getting fire insurance after the car fire and other things like that, we sent them all down to Judy Maxwell, and she got them all fire insurance. It was because she knows what she's doing. She knows how these games are played. And she delivers. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Trish and I are here with Chuck Kenny, who is a prophet when it came to talking about what was going to happen to the oil prices and gas prices and all this. He and his wife founded the Shasta Gas Propane
25 years ago.
And moved to Anderson, what, 5 years ago?
Oh, no, we've owned that property down there almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's got to be that long.
But you just moved down there.
Yeah, we actually built the office, finally got it out of our house in Palo Cedro and built the office. But that's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
It's got to have been because as long as I know.
Yeah. Well, we love having you as an Anderson-based business.
We love being down there. And, in fact, I don't know if I can get locally political, but I was sitting on a building permit for almost a year. And Anderson, excuse me, annexed the rest of our property because half of it was in Anderson, half in Shasta County. I was sitting on a building permit for a year. When Anderson annexed us, I had the building permit in my hand within 2 weeks.
There you go.
We love Anderson. Anderson is pro-business.
Yes, it is.
The cost of heating your home. You know, we talk about gas for your car, which is just outrageous. And you look at the cost 2 years ago and the cost now. But this, it rolls downhill. I mean, it's all of it. And can you address that a little bit?
Yeah, I was going to do a lot more research and really come with my guns loaded on this whole thing. And I've gotten busy with a few other projects in the last couple of weeks, and so I have not done all of my homework. However, I can tell you that it all is based on crude oil, getting it out of the ground and getting it to the refineries. And when you restrict, beginning at the drilling, not issuing permits, restricting access to federal ground where a lot of our oil is in fact stored, when you restrict that and don't issue the permits to the drillers, then you are beginning to cut off the legs. And so at that point, if you don't drill, you can't get it in the pipelines, you can't get it to the refineries. And this administration, starting in D.C. and California actually is at proving grounds, test grounds for this whole thing nationwide, where that they're putting those restrictions on the industry. And as I said last segment, in the previous presidential administration, we were net exporters. Yeah. We were exporting crude oil and or natural gas and liquefied natural gas and propane around the world.
And I wanted to make one point about our storage, our emergency storage, which President Trump had completely filled
it up
with cheap oil that he got before the price went back up.
Yeah.
And we are dangerously almost out now.
That's
of
exactly
our emergency.
Right.
And that, I don't think, I can't believe the American people can't see the danger in that. And,
well,
and how important that is, and that they're not just irate.
Well, the interesting thing to me is that everyone is talking about electrification and how great electric is. They never, ever consider where it's generated. And they're still in the Midwest, coal-fired power plants. And a lot of them have cleaned up to where that they are almost as clean as natural gas. And natural gas is totally clean as far as...
And expensive as all get out.
And it doesn't have to be. That's the interesting thing.
Well, see, then we go back to this is when you cut off the pumping and then you deplete the strategic oil reserve, and it's for emergencies, and President Biden is doing it to drop the gas prices before the midterms. I mean, that's his emergency.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then when you fill it back up, you pay today's prices, so it's going to cost us billions and billions and billions of dollars to try and get that oil back in there because the price of oil is so high.
But President Trump was the first president who had it full in how many years?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but and he did it because the price of oil was low. Because he drove, I mean, because we could drill, we could do all these things, and it, you know, inflation being, I think it was 8.4 yesterday, and when you ask the American people, what is the, you know, what are the things that, that you are most concerned about? Well, something like 90% of the people were either very concerned, or somewhat concerned over inflation, the cost of food, the cost of gas, the cost of everything. This is, you know, when you look at violent crime, the border, when you abortion is like number 14 in this list of things. And yet we keep concentrating, it seems like we being the party in power.
And
on the things,
news media backing them
are
up.
Things that... You know, they seem to be ignoring this. But that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
But we're an oil-based economy.
That's exactly right. And that's not going to change, although they want to. And they've moved the timeline up. Initially, they said by 2050 it was going to be all electrified. Well, now it's down to 2030.
Right.
And we're talking about these small steps that they're taking. Newsom has already signed the bill or made a decree that any engine smaller than 25 horsepower cannot be sold in California unless it's electric. And so all of the lawnmowers, all of the smaller tractors, things like that, new manufacturers are not going to be able to sell them in California unless it's electric power. So then the question gets back, well, how are we going to charge those electric batteries? And no one is talking about that either. And
except the good governor who one day says, buy electric cars and everybody must, but don't charge them because we're short on electricity.
Yeah,
within 2 days.
Rolling blackouts.
Yeah, rolling blackouts. Can't charge your electric cars.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's gotten to a point where the Diablo nuclear facility there, which was set to go offline next year, Newsom has said, no, we can't let it go offline because that's like 10% of our power. And so, you know, do you ever agree with anything Newsom does? Yeah, I have agreed with a few things, and this is one of them. And his own party fought him, but he said, just don't do it. You know, don't even start fighting me on this. And so they're keeping it online for several more years because there's nothing out there to take its place.
That's correct.
And because of, you know, 2035, we're all, you know, oh, well, if you have a internal combustion engine, that's fine. You know, it's just new cars. How far down the line is it going to be when they say, oh, we're not going to register these cars anymore?
Well, I've got two trucks.
Like they've done the trucks.
I've got two trucks in my fleet right now that the next time they come up for registration, I'll not be able to register them in California. And these are vehicles that I can get another 10 years service out of. And these are $150,000 vehicles. And I've got to replace two of them sometime in the next year just because they've decided, which we've gotten along fine, and having traveled to India and Nepal and other places where they've got Russian trucks with an exhaust stack about 6 inches in diameter, and you drive past it and it belches that big black smoke plume, I got a sinus infection while I was over there. And I appreciate the clean fuel that we have in this country.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate some of those restrictions. We have the cleanest exhaust on our trucks of anywhere in the world. But they keep restricting it back a little at a time. And now we have to get those vehicles out of our fleets in California.
Yeah, I have a friend that had a well digging business. His truck was 15 years old. It was in perfect shape, passed, you know, car, everything. Nope, we're not going to register it. So he just had to go plunk down $250,000 for a new rig.
Yeah.
Because of this. And even though that it met all the requirements, it was just – they aged it out. Okay, we're here with Chuck Kinney from founder and owner of Shasta Gas Propane. We're talking about why this is hurting, why it's going to continue to hurt us, and as far as oil production. And when we come back, I like to mention refineries when we get back too. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, where I went to yesterday. Yes. You couldn't, you know, I after I went through there, I realized my truck is red.
I'm going directly covered after the show to do
there you day. Go. Quick and Clean Car Wash is a great place. It, you know, your car or truck comes out looking great. Friendly people there wiping it down with clean towels. And, you know, they've been there at that location. Now, not necessarily washing cars for over 100 years. People have owned that area down there. Yeah, so it's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros there. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10 and you get 3 free. That's right down the street from us here. So, Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Ray Stone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State Forest and protect our citizens, property, and lives. This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96. Oh, they're fighting in here. They're not fighting, they're no. Green. And I'm getting beat up over here. Just I walk out for 10 seconds, I walk back in, and I'm pummeled. Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm safe there. I go in there, I make a call to 530-244-9478, I make my appointment. I walk in there. It's kind of like sanctuary. I walk in. Man's last stronghold. It's a, you know, it's like sanctuary. And I sit down to either Logan or Tim. Never had a bad haircut there. This is a great place to get a haircut. Guys, it's not a styling salon. And I finally shamed Ted Leidy. No, getting your hair styled today? Oh, it's so cute. What kind of styling do you use? And he broke up with the stylist. There was tears. There was, you know, I mean, sadness on his part. She was probably, you know, okay, I'll just replace you. But Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, right off of Athens Avenue. Trish Clark and I are here with Chuck Kenny. You know, they're supposed to, we talked about the strategic oil reserve. So somebody asked, well, okay, where's the high and low? You know, because you hit to Trish. So I looked it up. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is the U.S. government's stash of oil that's stored in four salt caverns in Texas and Louisiana on the Gulf Coast. It has an authorized capacity of 714 million barrels, though the most it's ever had was 726, but 714. And it's a significant deterrent to oil import cutoffs and a key tool in foreign policy, yet what we did was, so far, Mr. Biden has taken over 200 million barrels out. During this time frame, he went in and he begged the Saudis not to make those oil cuts. And according to the, you know, the people that were there, he said, wait till after
the election,
the midterms. Now, they also said that the prince there thought that Biden's mental facilities, faculties weren't quite there, which they vehemently denied that the prince ever said anything like, no, that is absolutely not true. And it's an unnamed source. So, you know, frankly, if they're denying it, I believe them because I don't believe unnamed sources all the time. Unnamed source could have been somebody in the Republican Party. I don't know. They did say it came from there. But the they have cut, OPEC has cut 2 million barrels a day. A day. So, oil is what we run on. Now, Chuck, you know a lot about this. But I understand that, you know, the big oil companies, they're hesitating about building new refineries because of what's happening with this huge electric push. You've got car companies. The Denali, the new GMC Denali, $107,000 for this truck, electric truck, sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're not making a lot of them, but they sold them out in the first day. Going to a refinery, building a refinery is literally billions of dollars.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I'm questioning, you know, are you think they're going to come back?
So the issue there is they're going to come back not under the current direction of energy in the state of California or nationwide for that matter. And again, things roll downhill. The state of California is on the leading edge, and they want to shut down at least one of the refineries in the L.A. basin.
How are we going to charge them? How are they going to charge it?
Well, that is, no one's talking about that. And especially if they're taking out three dams on the Klamath River, and Pacific Power in Seattle has their own problems, and they're being sued now for a fire that they supposedly started, just like PG&E. And so it appears to me to be a play for power and control. And when you can control the population and get them into a smaller area where that they cannot travel, then you've got them.
Agenda 21.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. So, and I'm not that up on that, but I know enough about it that you can see all the handwriting on the wall.
Absolutely. And been there for years.
Yeah. So the same thing's going on, and it's a control issue, a control matter, and the state of California is on the leading edge of implementing those controls on their population. And that's why we see a lot of businesses fleeing this state and going to free states to where that they can actually produce products made in America. they can actually have the freedoms that we have traditionally enjoyed here, and we're losing more and more of those in this state every day.
I'm amazed. I don't know whether you watched the debate between Governor Newsom and Brian Dawley.
No.
I did, because I was interested to see if there would be any fairness involved at all. From a very political point of view, they let the governor say anything he wanted to. They let Brian talk and questioned him every time he got a few words out. But I think he made some good shots. But even at that point, I would wonder why anybody could sanely sit and watch that and not understand that this state needs a change of direction.
You know, it's amazing to me. I remember when Duke Majan was governor, and Ronald Reagan, for that matter. That I'm dating myself here.
Well, but, I remember it well.
And California, that's how this state became the sixth largest economy in the world.
That's exactly right.
And it was because of those kinds of policies of freedom and enterprise and business ownership and that made the state what it is. And it certainly has the natural resources and the ideal place. And we could do a lot more. Apparently, they're going to allow us to start building the dam. I don't know.
Sites Reservoir?
Yeah, I just heard.
Well, you know, they talk about that, and they did talk about that in the debate. You know, and I remember legislation passing three different times to fund the Sites Reservoir. I don't know what has happened to all that funding over the time. I got into an argument a while back with a listener who said the Sites Reservoir has been around for 10 years. I said, no, no, talk about back in the 80s is when we started the Sites Reservoir, which is true. Cottonwood Creek dams, those things we were talking about, off-site storage.
Yeah.
That certainly is one of the solutions to our water as well as electricity.
Yes, exactly. And we're moving away from that. You know, if we're going to have electric cars, we better have something generating that electricity to charge them.
Yeah. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one, so she's a friend of mine.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paperwork by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Wind River Resort and Casino and Primal Fighting Championship present Fight Night, Caged Inferno 2. Be there Saturday, November 12th for this intense action-packed night of mixed martial arts cage fighting.
It's in the cage.
Full contact fighting, no limits. Amateur title and pro fights of MMA in the cage.
This all-action, unforgettable event sells out.
Book your room and tickets with us now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. As well as online or at the River Club. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry. Supervisor, District 1.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
My name is John Rieger, and I am voting to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council. It's not often that a public servant seeks to put the interest of the citizens of Reading ahead of themselves. As a retired law enforcement officer and veteran, I can tell you that Michael does just that. He has common sense solutions to the many problems that are facing our community. Please join my friends and family in supporting Michael DeQuisto in his re-election for Reading City Council.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I am running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. District 5 includes Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and now Happy Valley. The one thing all these areas have in common is water issues, or better yet, the lack of water. The ACID canal is empty for the first time ever, and this has caused an environmental nightmare for the South County. Wells are going dry, ponds and creeks are drying up, fields and pastures have been destroyed. Happy Valley has been facing water shortages and severe cutbacks for a few years now. And in Shingletown, Grace and Nora Lakes have been drained, plus their water storage project has been held up over government red tape and regulations. Mark Twain once said, "Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over." Shasta County needs a fighter who will fight for the people and stand between the citizens and government overreach and red tape regulations. Water is the lifeblood of the earth, and I will fight for that lifeblood for Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Now, yesterday, because it was National Mule Day, I gave my producer all 2 hours to find a mule bray, which he was having problems finding. Somebody, one of our listeners, sent me the donkey song that I'm gonna forward to production so that we can, when there's certain things that you just have to say. It's
and
mules.
I couldn't believe he didn't come up with Mule Skinner Blues.
Well, no, I wanted the sound of, you know.
He wanted the brain.
I wanted the brain.
Find any.
Anything. I'm sorry I left because we're having the Marine Corps celebration of our birthday, 247th. It'll be November 10th. You can still get tickets on Eventbrite. Some of the tables are still need to be filled, or you can probably buy a table for your business if you'd like to do that. Just go to Eventbrite, Reading, and United States Marine Corps 247th birthday celebration. But we're also selling raffle tickets for a 45 pistol, a 9mm pistol, and a Remington Game Master shotgun. They're $10 a piece, and people are walking in, and I had to run out and sell them, take it. And then since then, I've sold more, just sitting around the table here.
There you go.
So
if can't you're have too many diamonds or too many guns.
If you're interested in that, give me a call at 605-4567, and I'll have those tickets here for you. Our guest, Trish Clark, and our guest, and my guest today is Chuck Tenney, who is the founder and owner of Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business, brings us the weather every day. He brings us the weather reports. So don't hold it against him.
It's not responsible for the weather.
Yeah, that's right. When it's 115, it's not Chuck's fault.
That's right.
But
and when it's 68 in the studio, it's not Chuck's fault.
Okay, that was my fault. And but now it's no longer 68 in here, and I'm tired of everybody complaining. Including myself. So we fixed that. While I was gone, did y'all talk refineries at all?
Briefly,
the investment.
They want to stop any new construction completely, and they're being very restrictive down in the L.A. Basin, at least, on doing the repairs and whatnot.
Well, and see, here's the thing is, without refineries, it doesn't make any difference how much oil you have.
That's right.
And then the car companies are pushing hard into electric cars. I think I mentioned that the new Denali is $107,000, and it's a limited group they're making, and they sold them out. But there's so many things that rely on petroleum, plastics.
Everything you use medicines. Any time of the day, all through your house, any place, has either petroleum-based or beef-based.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Number and five. They want to do it with both.
No. Yeah. So what do you see here in the future, Chuck? You've been pretty on.
What are the gas prices going to be by Christmas?
They're not going to be what we would like. It would be nice to get a nice Christmas present, but the fact of the matter is that they have already begun raising heating oil. I say heating oil, we're talking natural gas and propane. It's already begun. Normally it starts going up in August because we're drying walnuts and rice and other stuff down the valley. This year it never came down, and it continues to go up right now. Although I've got my kids running the businesses more and more, and I'm not top of all of our costs and whatnot, but one of the biggest issues we have going right now is transportation. Because of diesel fuel, we are getting, can you call it penalized? We're getting surcharges on every delivery of fuel. And a number of years back, Governor Newsom added 10 cents a gallon to the cost of every gallon of propane that came into the state. As soon as it came across the border, he charges an extra 10 cents a gallon for that propane. And so that has not abated. That has not gone away. And so we're going to see this winter, in fact, they're already talking a percentage of somewhere between 15 and 28% increase on natural gas. Now, used to be half of all the, propane on the West Coast in California, because we don't have pipelines that go all the way back to Houston, used to be that half of that came from natural gas processing down in the Bay Area, that it became propane and then was trucked back up here or around our state. I think probably a lot more propane on a percentage basis comes from natural gas now than it used to. And so the issue there is that cost of propane, the people beyond what we say the mains, our natural gas lines end at about Airport Road going east, and for our home heating and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that's all propane out in that area, which I, of course, love. But the problem is those people that are out there now have the added fuel cost to get to town to get to work, and they have the added costs on their propane because of the cost of the product itself and then the cost of transportation to get it to their house.
Well, and propane is more expensive than natural gas.
Yeah. Substantially, in
I
fact.
Think I saw
natural gas
$3.99 a gallon or something like that.
Yeah.
Now that was at a service station where things are up anyway.
That's about where we're at. And
wow.
There are a number of companies in Shasta County. I think last count was over 10, and so it is a non-regulated commodity because there is competition. So if you don't like your current company, you can call around and get people to switch the tanks out, and you can buy from a locally owned, family operated independent, or you can buy from a national company or regional company where they've got.
You give discounts for seniors and veterans. We know that.
That's
but
right.
You also have other things you help people with that you probably don't maybe want to get on the air because they're kind of specific things. But, Chuck, we only got a couple minutes here. The only thing that's going to solve this.
Well, all politics are local, and we need to start locally with our elections. And when I was talking about elections have consequences a few years back, referring to the Democratic Party that was coming into office, I'm saying, keep your head down because things are going to change, and it's not going to be for the better. Well, we have the opportunity locally and nationally, of course, to make a difference, and we at least need to have our voice heard. Certainly, there's another subject of election integrity. that we won't address here because that's another can of worms. But the fact is that we need to do our part, and we need to, although I have family members on the East Coast that I could never, ever convince to vote Republican or conservative, I think it would be a better word. The fact is that we need to be let our voice be heard.
Uh-huh.
We need to tell people what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it comes down to the fact that are you better off now than you were 2 years ago?
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, but one of the things you said kind of in passing is that all the people down in the valley that for drying almonds and everything else down there, price of gas was high.
Yes.
And it usually goes down in the summer, but it's high, which means then the cost of all of that goes up. When a bale of hay, buying it in bulk, is $25 a bale, and $30 if you just go out and pick up a couple. I mean, there's everything is
tough.
You
can go on the rice farmers. I have friends down in the Duluth area and what have you, who production is like nothing this year. What is the price of rice going to be next year?
It is a scary thing.
Everything.
And beef, you're talking about beef. I have a number of friends who sold off their entire herd because they didn't have water.
Well, that's,
or they couldn't afford the hay.
Yeah, the water issue also. We've been here talking with Chuck Kenny, who he and his wife co-founded the Shasta Gas Propane. His kids are running it more day-to-day, but Chuck's in it too. If you're looking for customer service, and it goes, all the propane comes out of one tank.
That's right.
And just go to Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach him at 530-365-3793. Chuck, thank you so much. Oh, the reason, Chuck, and I'm going to go over here. You did something for the VA clinic.
Well, the VA clinic has taken care of me. I did not get enrolled until I was 50 years old. And I-